Marina and the Diamonds and Champagne, and she's going to be in the Live Lounge, I believe, next weekend. So if you're a big fan, then make sure you're listening out to the show.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, Dave Tennant is here. Yes. Into his second, I believe, roses.
I'm just having a look at what my options are. Okay. I'm not, you know. Other chocolates are available.
They
surely.
Are, but these are good. They're very good. Right, questions are coming through.
Okay.
Wayne and Natalie, who are shopping in Central Milton Keynes, place I know very well. It's David about the micro pig doing a poo on him while he was on Paul O'Grady. It was very funny. Did Paul O'Grady this week.
Yeah? I did Paul O'Grady live on Friday night and got defecated on by a small pig. Mm. Yeah.
How was that for you?
Well, it stank a bit. You know, it really did smell. A real piercing kind of aroma.
So these are tiny pigs that people have as pets?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. And Paul's taking one of them home, of course, because
he's
likes
a sucker,
a,
isn't he,
for bit of an animal. And, I mean, it was very cute until it pooed on me. And then
do you have any pets yourself?
No.
Tempted?
No.
No?
No.
Well, not a pig.
They poo, don't they?
They do, actually.
Yeah.
Other questions. Heather, doing French homework in Bangor at the moment. Did playing a father make you think about wanting kids?
What's
have you been asked that question?
Yeah. What's to say I'm not, you know, I don't really want to have kids, you know.
You, okay.
It's, you know, hey, move on, Joe.
I'm just going to look this long pause. You see, I'm saying absolutely nothing's a good trip. Heather says, hello, David. Was it strange to go back to acting with your normal Scottish accent after I changed it for Doctor Who? I loved hearing you being David's Scottish tenant, yes.
Yeah. It's nice, yeah. It was one nice thing to worry about, I suppose. It depends on the... Sometimes it's great to be in an accent because it lets you lose yourself and it lets you sort of be somebody, feel very like a different person. And then other times, something like this, which is so naturalistic and so about just being real and normal and in the moment, it's quite good to be in your own Scottish accent. And there's a bit of improv here. Sometimes the cameras were left rolling and obviously that's easier if you're in your own voice. You don't have to, it's one less thing to think about.
Yeah. There's one scene where you're playing a goalie, which made me laugh because you have a very funny hat on in The Single Father.
I do. It was, yes.
Did you really save the goal?
Apparently that's what goalkeepers wear.
It looked like you kind of, you'd done some research and went, yeah, okay.
Yeah. No, I did save that goal time and time again. I mean, admittedly, it was quite a good football player who was, and he told me which way it was going.
Directing it to your fist as you punched it out of
the match. But come on, you've seen it. I look pretty cool. I look like I know what I'm doing.
You didn't look cool. But you look like a goalie.
I look like a goalie. Yeah, I'm not meant to be that cool. I'm meant to be a little bit past it. You'll see in the drama myself.
Nice range of jumpers.
Myself and my friend Jimbo are the two oldest members of the football team. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, listen, we've got a little quiz and a little game that we'd like to play with you because I know that you like playing games.
I love your games.
Yeah. Well, we've got one for
you
now. Yeah,
good.
Fingers crossed it all goes complete well. Here we go.
David Tennant, this is your time to shine. Your big moment. Your chance to show directors, filmmakers, and other industry folk that you're not just a pretty face, not just a pretty voice, but you actually take this showbiz thing very, very seriously. The rules are simple. You have just 30 seconds to finish the line you started. So, thinking cap on, David Tennant. Welcome to Learn Your Lines.
And here we go. Good music, yeah?
Very good. Who's that voiceover artist?
That is Matt Edmondson, who is the DJ that was on before me.
Very good. He's very good.
He's a DJ as well.
He should do some bingo calling.
That's where his future lies, I believe. The idea is, okay, we've got some clips from work that you've done.
Right.
Starting off with The Single Father.
My oeuvre.
Your oeuvre.
You're good.
Yeah. And this is a scene. You just have to complete the lines, okay? This is a scene where...
I'm going to be really bad at this.
Mm-hmm. Well, how is your memory generally?
Well, it's short-term great, but, you know, anything past a few days and I'm hopeless.
Okay, good. Let's do this. Right, it's a scene where you're in the garden. You're putting a tent with Sarah in the back garden.
Okay.
Listen closely and then just complete the line.
How's it going? You okay?
No, I'm not, no. On your tent, you open the bag, there's no instructions.
Okay, so it's brand new tent, you open the bag and there's no instructions.
Oh, it's something like, you see, I told you I'd be bad at this. Open the bag, there's no instructions.
About 5 seconds.
It's supposed to be... Oh, easy or something, I can't remember. It's something like that, wasn't it? I don't know.
Out of time. This is what you said.
Brand new tent, you open the bag, there's no instructions.
Okay.
I mean, you think it'll be colour coded or something? Oh,
there you go, colour coded, of course. Next question.
Yeah.
So, you will go to the game.
Yes!
If you've done everything your mum wants done.
And she'll be the judge, so do it properly. Yeah?
What?
So you will go to the game.
Yes.
If you've done everything your mum wants done, and she'll be the judge to do it properly.
You're good.
Thank you.
And your next one.
Right, please for myself.
ultrasonic probe?
That screwdriver.
It is harmless.
That's why I like it. Doesn't kill, doesn't wound, doesn't maim. But I'll tell you what it does do.
It is very good at opening doors.
Oh, people will be squealing and enjoying you saying that's very good. Let's just hear it.
Doesn't kill, doesn't wound, doesn't maim. But I'll tell you what it does do. It is very good at opening doors.
I was bang on.
You were bang on, absolutely bang on. There is one more clip, and this is from an interview that you did fairly recently, so see if you can answer this one.
The last time I remember talking to you was when you couldn't move for David Tennant.
Yeah.
Now, you went off to America.
And what did you say next?
Yes. Yes, I did. I don't know.
Yeah, you said something
like... Oh, no, I think that's what I said. I said, I think I'd already been back then or something like that, didn't I?
You did. I think I was already back.
Yeah,
you said it absolutely right. Well
done. Hey, there you go.
Yeah, you're that very good.
As bad as I thought.
No, you're pretty good, in fact. And what do you like at learning lies? How do you do that? It's just like a weird science that I just can't imagine.
No, it's not. It's just the boring bit. It's just the homework.
Wander around the garden, sit in the room.
Yeah, bit of that. Wherever you are, really. There's no great alchemy to it. I wish there was, otherwise it would be much easier than it is. It's just the boring bit.
Okay, right, questions coming through. Helen says, what's the best album that you've ever bought? Because I know you're a musician.
Ever?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the best album ever, it changes, doesn't it?
Okay.
But it's probably something when... Because I think the albums that mean the most when you're first getting into music, aren't they? They're the ones that really sort
of... Okay, so what's your ultimate album from that time? You're sitting there in your Beatles
t-shirt. Something like Joshua Tree or...
Ah, you too.
Something like that from way back when. I remember the Saturday sequence. Do you remember that on Radio 1?
Yes, I do.
Was it Bob Harris or someone like that?
Johnny Walker.
I remember they played three tracks from the Joshua Tree, and I taped them, but only for my own personal use, and played them all week until the album came out. It was terribly exciting. I remember doing that, sending in Paisley doing that.
Okay, I'm going to play Kasabian Empire. We'll talk more to David Tennant after this.